Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know that feeling when you walk out of a conversation drained? Like someone just sucked the life out of you? Yeah, we've all been there. That's often because we haven't built healthy boundaries. Today, we're diving deep into the super important topic setting those emotional guardrails so you can thrive, not just survive. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a wallflower or shutting people out. This is about being clear, respectful, and assertive with your time, energy, and emotions. It's like choosing which restaurants you want to frequent. You pick the places that nourish you, right? Boundaries are all about selecting who gets access to your valuable emotional space. Here is the deal. Building healthy boundaries is not selfish. It's self-care. It's about protecting your well-being so you can show up as the best version of yourself in every area of life. Think of it like this. Imagine a beautiful garden. You wouldn't just let anything grow wild, right? You'd cultivate it, prune what needs pruning, and nurture the good stuff. Boundaries are your gardening tools for emotional growth. So, how do we get started with this boundary building business? Number 1. Identify your values. What truly matters to you? What kind of person do you want to be? Think about your core values: honesty, kindness, respect, adventure. When you know what's important, it becomes easier to set boundaries that align with those values. Ever felt like someone was disrespecting your beliefs? That's a clear signal for a boundary. Number 2. Recognize your limits. We all have finite energy and time. It's crucial to understand where your limits lie and communicate them clearly. Feeling overwhelmed by constantly saying yes? Time to set some boundaries around your commitments. You can't pour from an empty cup, folks. Remember, it's okay to say no sometimes, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Number 3. Practice assertive communication. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding. It's about expressing your needs and feelings respectfully but firmly. You say statements like, "I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments." Instead of saying, "You always try, I notice that." Number 4. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't one-time conversations, they're ongoing agreements. If someone crosses a boundary you've set, address it calmly and reiterate your limits. Remember, consistency builds respect. It's like training a puppy, you gotta keep reinforcing the rules. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. Learning to set boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, but that's okay. Just keep practicing and learning. Celebrate your successes and remember, you deserve to have your emotional needs met. Think about the last time someone overstepped a boundary with you. Maybe it was a friend constantly calling late at night, or a coworker dumping their work on you without asking. How did that make you feel? Probably stressed, resentful, maybe even depleted. Now imagine if you had clearly communicated your boundaries beforehand. You might have said something like, "Hey, I'm happy to chat, but after 9 p.m, I need my quiet time." Or, "I'm willing to help out, but I have a full plate right now. Can we talk about this tomorrow?" See the difference? Clear communication can prevent those frustrating situations in the first place. So, remember these key takeaways. Boundaries are self-care, they align with your values, and they protect your emotional well-being. Practice assertive communication, be consistent, and be kind to yourself along the way. By setting healthy boundaries, you'll create space for more joy, authenticity, and fulfillment in your life. You got this. Now go out there and cultivate those emotional gardens. Be bold, be clear, and remember you deserve to be treated with respect. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media, or just keep coming back for more daily stoicism. We're in this together. Until next time, stay strong, stay true, and keep building that fortitude first.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.